Well, the fate of Ursula von der Leyen hangs in the balance this week. She wants a second term as European Commission President. To do that, she'll have to convince members of the European Parliament to give her enough votes. Throughout the programme this morning, we've heard why some Irish MEPs are supporting her and others are opposing her. Much of the criticism levelled at her centres on the handling of the Israel-Hamas conflict. Our reporter Kate Farley has been speaking to some EU voters in Strasbourg to get a sense of whether they think she should be re-elected.
I think she should be re-elected because we need a stable EU government, and the Commission is the EU government. But it needs to be clear that she needs to have a good strategy and put Europe forward.
My opinion is that the Green Deal, which was at the very, at the very center of the policy of Ursula von der Leyen first term, was actually a very important program, and I hope it's going to stay.
So you're going to translate for your father. So what does he think? Should Ursula von der Leyen get a second term as EU Commission President?
No.
Yeah, this is no for my dad.
Why not? Dlaczego nie?
Zbyt liberalna.
She's too liberal.
In what way?
Economically and socially way.
I think she's great because she made the rules about huge companies, Google and so on, and I agree with this.
Here with us now in Strasbourg is Financial Times EU correspondent Andy Bounds. Thanks for being here with us this morning, Andy. A lot of focus this week on whether Ursula von der Leyen can get a second term as Commission President. Can she push it over the line?
It's looking likely. The people backing her are fairly confident. She's got about 400 MEPs in the groups that say they'll support her. She needs 361. Some of those, such as the Irish Fianna Fáil, will peel off. So she probably needs a little bit of help from other groups as well.
But she only won by 9 votes last time out. She was expected to have 60 plus to her side. There was slippage of about maybe, I think, 10%.
Yeah.
Could that be expected this time?
I think slippage of 10% could be expected again. So she'll have to look to the Greens probably and some of the ECR, which is a further right group.
And what does that mean then?
Well, it means she's going to have to make commitments. We heard about the Green Deal in that clip. She's probably going to have to stand behind that Green Deal. Yes, it'll be trimmed back a little bit, but focus on implementation. That's what the Greens want to hear. And the defence and security is what the ECR wants to talk about.
Well, this is a very different parliament to what we had before the elections. Macron had a disastrous election. The Renew group is depleted. There are now more numbers on the right. There are two more groups. How much more different is it, and what's the impact of that shift to the right in terms of policy here?
Yeah, I think you'll feel it in a sense because also the centre has been pulled right. So Ursula von der Leyen's own party, which is the European People's Party, is still the biggest one, but their policies on issues such as migration have hardened over the last year, and on the environment they've probably weakened a bit. And that's because of, in response to these other groups on the right. So even if they don't have the votes themselves, they have the effect of pulling other parties towards them.
But the change would be slow, wouldn't it? Because at the best of times, the EU moves at a glacial pace.
Yeah, and let's not forget that with the far-right groups, such as the Patriots for Europe group of Viktor Orban, the other groups in the European Parliament won't collaborate with them. They won't do deals with them. They will work with Giorgia Meloni and her brothers of Italy, who are seen as more moderate. So therefore, their influence is diminished. But as I say, they sort of move the conversation because the right's worried about losing more votes.
You mentioned Viktor Orban. Running parallel to everything that's happening here is Hungary's six-month presidency of the European Council. What's the impact of what's happening here? Because the European Commission is now boycotting the presidency.
Yes, effectively. I mean, the presidency organises meetings and chairs them, informal meetings and also formal ones. And the informal ones are the ones that the commissions aren't going to go to. And some member states are not sending their senior ministers to either. They'll just send junior civil servants because they're upset with the way that Orban's using the presidency.
And of course, there's lots of external events happening as well in the United States. The result of the presidential election there in November could see a shift maybe in terms of NATO, in terms of support for Ukraine and trade. There's a lot coming down the line.
There is indeed. And that's why they want to get Ursula von der Leyen installed back in the Berlaymont building in Brussels as quickly as possible, because Europe feels it needs some kind of leadership to fight these challenges. Now, Orban went to see Trump and obviously is talking about peace in Ukraine, which the Ukrainians and most of the EU doesn't want peace on those terms. But that could be what's coming.
And we're not even mentioning migration. defence, militarisation, security.
Yeah, I mean, these are all the topics that people voted on in those European elections. Migration we've seen as a big issue in Ireland. And again, you know, parties want to crack down on that. Even the more traditional centrist parties are looking to tighten controls and have fewer people come in.
Financial Times EU correspondent Andy Bounds, thanks for joining us.